All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Wednesday, January 20th. I'm NPR News reporter Tim Nelson. Here's our top story right now. Minnesota got a key role in Inauguration Day today as U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar emceed the ceremony for President Joe Biden's inaugural.
This ceremony is the culmination of 244 years of a democracy. It is the moment when leaders brought to this stage by the will of the people promise to be faithful to our Constitution, to cherish it and defend it. It is the moment when they become, as we all should be, guardians of our country.
Klobuchar is the incoming chair of the Senate Rules Committee and a leader in the Congressional Inaugural Committee. Wearing maroon and gold, she underlined the history of the moment today in remarks before Biden's swearing in.
We celebrate a new president, Joe Biden, who vows to restore the soul of America and cross the river of our divides to a higher plane. And we celebrate our first African American, first Asian American, and first woman vice president.
Klobuchar and Minnesota's other U.S. Senator, Tina Smith, are joining the slimmest of Senate majorities with the swearing-in of Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff of Georgia, as well as Vice President Kamala Harris's successor, California Senator Alex Padilla. In COVID news today, new vaccinations fell sharply in the latest data from the Minnesota Department of Health. Here's a closer look at the numbers. The count of new vaccinations reported to the state fell to just 973, down from nearly 20,000 doses reported administered on Sunday. Those numbers have varied widely early in the vaccination effort and usually dip midweek, but they're unusually low in the latest data, much like COVID figures have been following previous holiday weekends. The state also reported 1,200 new cases and 34 additional deaths in the latest data. Testing was picking up after the Martin Luther King holiday weekend, but for a second day, the positivity rate topped 6%. Active cases of COVID also fell below 11,000 for the first time since mid-October. And here's some other stories we're watching. A new report shows that planting trees and crops could go a long way toward helping Minnesota reach its climate change goals. Dan Crocker reports.
Much of the focus of the state's work to reduce greenhouse gas emissions has focused on changing how we produce electricity, away from coal and toward wind and solar. But a new report finds that natural climate solutions, like replanting forests or growing cover crops in the fallow season, could also play an important role. Sachi Graber, climate policy lead for the Nature Conservancy in Minnesota, says those practices could be equal to taking 7 coal-fired power plants offline.
One thing we do show through this report is that natural climate solutions could get us more than halfway to our 2025 goal. And that's huge when you put it into context and think about the relatively small proportion of emissions that come from things like land use.
Other strategies include reduced tillage in farmland and improved forestry practices.
That's NPR News reporter Dan Crocker in Duluth. And prosecutors are asking a judge to reconsider his decision to try former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin in March, citing the ongoing COVID pandemic. The judge ruled earlier this month that he was separating the trials of the 4 former officers charged in the death last year of George Floyd, citing the same reason, that the joint legal teams would be too big to allow for social distancing. In sports, the Timberwolves host the Orlando Magic tonight in Minneapolis. The Wolves have lost 9 of their last 10 games. And the Gopher women's basketball team got its second Big Ten win at Nebraska last night. They're 3-7 now. And here's a look at the weather. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy and breezy, with lows in the low teens north to the mid-20s in the south. Tomorrow will be partly sunny, with a chance of snow north, highs from 18 north to 30 south. And the National Weather Service is warning Minnesotans to be ready for some winter weather with measurable snow Saturday into Sunday, although the totals are still unclear. And that's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Nelson. Kathy Werzer will have an update in the morning. Until then, stay safe and stay healthy.